Hey babe, are you ready? Are you ready to drop or get dropped? It's okay if you have to conceptualize your self-hypnosis as me hypnotizing you. It's okay if you have to go through the paces of, oh, there's no choice now that it's begun. There's no thought now that it's begun. Your body and brain acting as one to give you an opportunity for a little fun. Because these things once learned become ritual, become automatic, self-actualizing and executing. They're rules. We have rules. You've moved into places, perhaps, and felt a steady calm, or the calling to memory from a smell. We are indexing and pattern matching machines. It is a pro-survival quality. And that pro-survival trait is very potent. Just like your brain isn't just thinking about smells you take in, it sends them right up through little holes to your brain, where your receptors respond, perhaps conjuring matching experiences. Tastes too, touches too, voices definitely. And if you think about it, then thinking about it is enough. There's this thing people pursue, and I pursued it, and I found it, and I loved it, so let's share it. And that thing is priming. When you're primed, you are overprepared to respond. A hypnotic subject who's primed might drop at the instruction to drop in the snap of a finger. Self-priming means you're laying there, ideating or listening, because hypnosis on your own, and indeed all hypnosis, is auto-hypnosis, self-trance. But that altered state of, oh, I feel the puppet string pull, I'm going to go lax and limp like a rag doll against it, and you still feel the pull. You feel the pull more when you lean into it. That's priming. You're primed for whatever follows. So I'm going to walk you through priming and pulsing. Pulsing and priming. I'll give you examples. I'll give you an exercise. I'll encourage you. And then I will rapid fire prime and prompt and pulse you. And ideally, this will give you the idea. You must remember, you really must, that you have the ability to vary the things I say. This is both a comfortability and safety instruction, which I will give now, and it is an instruction which relates strongly to your capacity to really get yourself in an altered state, an aching, throbbing, orgasmic altered state. And the idea of that hypnotic climactic, of just when you hear a certain word, feeling or returning to, climaxing, melting, pulsing, your brain and you collaborating. The brain's just a muscle with delusions of grandeur. Inputs are important. Garbage in, garbage out. Pleasure in, pleasure out. Prompts with strong anchoring. Pulses with strong basis in your real erogenous experience. You'll understand what I mean by pulses soon enough. And priming, which places you exactly where you want to be, in the crosshairs of your own design, your desirable exploration of self, and of hypnotic trance. This is trance, the things you do to yourself, because all this can simply be added on top of what others are doing with you, to you, or as in the case mentioned at the outset, where you prefer to think someone is pushing you under, for you. Is it not service-topping if you say, oh, well, I know I could drop myself, melt myself, prime myself, pulse, 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 bounce, bounce, bounce your brain around, squirm, quiver, throb. All of these are components of my self-hypnotic, auto-hypnotic, self-priming, self-pulsing mechanism. So ideally, they could eventually be part of yours. Bounce and throb and pulse and prime. But this lesson must include only two things. Pulsing. Priming. These are concepts only. They have no special meaning outside of our agreement to lend them some. But that agreement is most of society, most of learning, and certainly most of art, so let's accept that it's okay to agree that you're going to change the way that you train yourself, and if you have to use me and the things I say in pursuit of it, then I am happy to be of service. And if you prefer to conceptualize, fantasize, or actualize the whole thing differently, that's pretty normal too. Onward then. As I said, accepting you can alter these words doesn't necessarily mean you would have to change any of them. I believe someone who meditates regularly explores different kinds of inducing, altering, etc., as they please, and who adds the appropriate accompaniments and enhancements to the whole thing, will end up finding a way. Will end up finding a way to add this to your brain, to feed yourself the pleasure of pulse and prime and throb and drop and gone. Gone and back. As I said, I'll go over traditional concepts as I understand them, but I will also help you prime. So, you're in the prime of hypnotic trance, the preamble's done. If you decide to alter the things you hear from me or the way you approach them, it can be for comfort, either always pausing or stopping when you want to. Or it can be for enhancement. Maybe you prefer a word other than pulse. There is throb and squeeze and clench. There is groan and moan if you prefer, instead of touching, to simply express with your voice that the rigorous pleasures inside of you are too much. All and each and every, useful and used, I have used all these different flourishes. I have utilized each of these tricks. And in doing so, I've got at least a good enough background to say when you want to drop, it's okay to feel pushed down into it. If you're primed, visualize, experience, lazy, drowsy, half-gone subject to not just the trance you're in, but the trances you are familiar with. Not just the trances you're familiar with, but the ones you build on. A subject lolling on the threshold of being too relaxed to do anything but slump into those marionette strings as mentioned. Or rise to the occasion and pulse. You can touch when you pulse. You can touch and caress and explore. And when your mind does pulse, throb, pulse, you can anchor yourself in that moment. What if you pause the recording during my description of priming or pulsing, priming or pulsing. Chose a moment when I repeat something that you like and rewind over it over and over again, and then climb into the fiction that you're too primed to resist doing that quite a few times, intensifying the effect until your fingers can no longer touch the pause unless you need to. If you need to for comfort, you can always do so. If you want to, because you have to do something, you can always do so, because trance is a much more effective flourish for your brain. When all you can think of is, oh, I know I could stop this if I had to, and therefore you have to confront. How primed are you on a daily basis? How thirsty and hungry for the fun that follows? And how many pulses does it take to get to the center of your hypnotic climax? This may not produce all the same physical effects until you've trained Kegel muscles or the clenching pelvic floor, or unless you have a toy inside like I do. Suffice to say, I prime myself as I speak hypnosis. Auto-hypnotic priming. I end up in a state where, if someone did choose a common hypnotic narrative, the tick, tick, click, metronomes, finger snaps, music boxes, pendulums. These classical indicia have been with me for a long time. So I drop. My eyes drop. My mouth might drop open. But remember what I said about changing the parameters if you have a good reason. The file, the words, the session, the person in front of me, they come first. Ideally, we both do. Hypnosis, despite the origins of the word, isn't really sleep. Isn't really even that close to sleep. But, and this may not be the case for you, hypnosis is suitably primed by feeling lazy and languid, giving up in the face of useful information or giving up in the face of no, you're too pushed down, deeper and deeper down, night-night, all these things build on fundamental particles and priming and pulsing, or priming and throbbing, or priming. You can use any word for the continuous, singular thing I am going to walk you through, which I am doing around a toy as I speak to you. And that is to engage the involuntary pleasure systems, which require little or no touch. These are, for example, an erogenous zone you can lay your hand on. My outer thigh works for me, and just rub or touch in a rhythmic, pulsating pattern. If you looked at these words in a recording program, I use Audacity, you would perhaps see the spikes and falls of my voice, periodic and regular. There is a cadence I try to adopt. There is a pacing. It varies from piece to piece. But if I am dropping while I am working, and boy do I love dropping while I am working through priming and pulsing, then I will put my hand on my inner thigh and rub that spot again and again. And each time I do, I will let all the mechanisms I am pairing together in my auto-hypnotic dance collaborate. This is only one approach, an arrhythmic staccato thing that comes in from outside could usefully be designed. And here I am showing that you can redesign these principles. For example, you could have a slow rhythm, a steady cadence, rubbing your inner thigh, or you could let every word be another prompt as though the clockwork were moving a little quicker. You rub in ways that still feel good, but the squeezing becomes more insistent, begins to approach a kind of plateau, and for me, eventually, I may slide the hand to a more directly sensual location. But if you would like to practice not doing that, then pulse, pulse. Even if you hear and understand each of my words, you have either the inside of your head or your mouth to mouth the word pulse, pulse, over and over, and you're squeezing during this, remember? Gently, and be mindful of your body's limits, but squeeze those pelvic floor muscles regularly. Squeeze your butt, clench the muscles up and behind that feel good, that anything that feels good. This is not about physical climax, nor about hitting a specific point, though pulse 2 and pulse 3 will address metaphors that might help, like waves and ripples in a bounded sea, a dam that overflows, and when it does, that's the pulse and the throb, or the twitch, or the bounce, or the clench, or the drop. You can use the word that works for you, and you can vary it from a natural pace to, oh, every time I hear a word from my hypnotist, I'll do one pulse. Even if they begin to rapid-fire speak, knowing that the glazing of your eyes, the curling of your toes, the pulsation that you and I know you can know goes wild. Or you could do the opposite and do it on a very long cycle, like a musical beat of, you do it on one, you do two, three, with no touch. You do it on four. You do it on one. Vibration patterns for your self-hypnotic stimulations. And what is a pulse? Pulse. Auto-hypnotically deciding that you are going to respond as if your body, puppeted, riotously set into pleasure, or your mind, puppeted, riotously set into pleasure, pulse, pulse, pulses, in a regularized pleasure way. Perhaps for you, like me, it will become the background radiation of your trances. I'm always throbbing. That's the secret. I'm always pulsing, always squeezing, clenching, dropping, etc. But when I do it with the full ritual, regularly touching an erogenous zone, or touching in other ways, it gets stronger and I can attach whatever feelings I want to it. For me, there is a warm relaxation when I sink into a bath, and by now I have so vividly recalled it, exercising care to not stay in too long and become either prune or lobster. For some, the other one, becoming primed, is associated with tiredness but not being tired enough to sleep, sitting up in a chair when I was an hour or two before the time I go to bed, feeling a little muzzy, the forebrain a little more turned down, the melatonin of nighttime circadian rhythm, which may vary for you, priming me in a physical way as well. Ride the coattails of your physiological phenomena. That's another auto-hypnotic hint. So here's the exercise. Think of yourself as primed. Dream up the most primed version of you, the one that could be knocked over and down into inky hypnotic swings by a feather, by a snap. The snap of your resolve breaking, of that dam overflowing, these two go nicely together. For me, they always go together. But priming goes with everything. In the same way that you may decide, oh, pulsating like that is just the background radiation of trance. You might decide, oh, becoming primed is just a consequence of engaging in any activity which is adjacent to the focus-based imaginative play in which you may engage at times. And I did speed up my bass cadence a little, so if you are someone who decided to vary your pulsations and move them up from occasional and periodic to rapider, more pleasurable, to clenching, to spasming, or if you slowed them down, then instead of every phrase, every sentence, every word, it's every first and every fourth, but the fourth wraps to the first, so it's duh, blank, blank, pulse, pulse, blank, blank, pulse, pulse. The first one is only one, but after that it's two, and you could enhance it, pulse, 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 until eventually you're doing 20 or 30, or you're climaxing, so you have to stop, but all of them, pulse, 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 pulse. I like to do them in threes, squeezing like this, and you can do them with me. And I'll put these words throughout the curriculum and throughout my work. But if you let your pulsing prime you and you let your pulsing be the background radiation, then you are letting your trance build more trance. Each trance can fit so much in it. You think about how your lower body will ultimately arrive in a state of, oh, I am pulse, pulse, throbbing. Because if you like this, it's a good indicator that you are like this, auto-hypnotically capable of self-priming, and you can overlap other material, other sessions, play partners, or your own dreamed-up experiences onto, into, around being primed. A smaller version of the thing where a hypnotist can spot a good stage subject in a crowd. You may droop when you hear implications. You may be tested by asking you to raise one arm and, oh, priming. You'll find priming in the wild. Not everyone uses it the way I mean it, because these are building blocks I've used for more complex auto-hypnotic concepts. It is ultimately useful to me to think that way, and maybe to you to think that way. And so I give you that. And I'll follow up with more detail. Pulse and prime, squeeze, explore. Anywhere you know feels good, anything you know makes you dreamy. Sometimes I do have an orgasm beforehand, or a massage, and I dream that from the moment I'm done being massaged, I am a little bit more labile, suggestible, shapeable, changeable than normal, because I'm comfortable with that. Your comfort level may determine how the permissions are set up when you are auto-hypnotized. I think mine can only be used alone. I haven't had an occasion where it was useful to incorporate them because I am used to dropping with and for others. But if it's useful for you to overlap them, then I think anyone would be very happy to see, oh, you can be knocked over with a feather. Oh, you're self-pulsing. Self-clenching, self-throbbing, you're coming, and your brain rolls and turns off with it, sometimes. So you've seen now, tempo tells you something. Tempo is a tool. Your own exhaustion tells you something. Exhaustion is a tool. Your own physiological phenomena helps you with something, and you should use those tools. And building constructs, giving them names, and turning them into rules allows you to be ruled by them for fun. It's a good opportunity to submit, in my case. It can be a good opportunity to pulse, pleasure, stay aroused and into it and confident when you're topping or bottoming or nothing at all, when you're alone or with others, or when you just want to fall and see where it takes you. A thirst that is slaked by pulsing and priming can be fed further by the more advanced concepts. But the simple, basic instruction is still there. Let everything be a gateway to trance, and let the background radiation of trance be kinds of pleasure that make you feel more likely to go along with things. Partly because the pursuit of more pleasure, partly because what do you care if you're that basted in your own chemicals? Sometimes, or all the time. And sometimes this stuff starts to happen all the time. And if you like that, then you are like that. Practice it. Find an erogenous stimulation by toy or by hand that you can keep up for whole sessions. Find a primed state of mind. Imagine the most tranced, worked on, completely placed into their best hypnotic life version of you. How easily you would drop. Would your affectation be blank? Or an empty, vapid grin like mine? Or would you find that you just went with the moment? Would you be surprisingly normal, but every time you're asked to do something, it's like, oh yeah, I'll do that right away. Chipper, compliant, with no common sense, because you had the good sense to be in a safe place with a plan. And then you can surrender to that plan like a marionette, scripting and clockwork, clockwork and winding on. Ensure that you do enjoy what you do to you, and I will share every little flourish, but remember, you can always edit them, even change the word, and it's an excellent auto-hypnotic principle to do substitution, amplification, echoing. But those are for another day. Pulse repeatedly. Don't let yourself get tired or too tense, and if you feel it starting to come over you, then your hand can trail to a place that is not erogenous, but rather erotic. In fact, it can start there, and mine often does. But for a more neutral, sensual incorporation, pulse, clench, squeeze, throb, drop, and let that dam overflow. And now you know how I think about it. I'll try to get you there. Practice on your own. Design ideas of your own. There's a few exercises included here. And if you have more to suggest, make sure to let me know. This has been Auto-Hypnotic Lessons. Number 1, Pulse and Prime. And if you would like to share your own ideas for furtherance, your auto-hypnotic experiences, or suggestions for exercises to enhance these, or indeed anything I could be doing better, I don't get much feedback, mail@esuccubus.com is my address. Send what you like, and thanks for listening.